The month of April is finally here, and with it, some incredible new games are coming out, like classic franchises dropping brand new entries to new developers dropping brand new titles. We've got something for everyone. Hey, my name's Retrospect, and today we're going to be checking out the top games dropping this April. I Am Jesus Christ releases on April 2nd. Yes, this one is real. You get to play as Jesus in a first-person game where you play through his life from birth to resurrection, perform miracles, heal the sick, and help people, and even face Satan in the desert. It's based on the New Testament, but it plays like an adventure game. You got telekinesis, puzzle mechanics, quests with 60 characters, including the disciples, of course, as you progress and unlock passages from the Bible. A pretty unique concept, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to be talking about this one online.
Are you the Messiah, the Son of God?
Next up on our list is Pokemon Champions dropping April 8th, and this is so exciting. I've been waiting for this forever, and so many other people have. What this is basically Pokemon Stadium, but on the Switch and eventually coming to mobile. What that means is it's all about building teams and fighting. You just jump straight into the fights without all the usual story grinding, or you can import Pokemon through Pokemon Home or just build a team so anyone can just jump on and start competing. It's also an official platform for the actual Pokemon tournaments, which is so cool. It mixes mechanics from all the series like Mega Evolution and Terrestrialization, so it's easier to tweak your team between matches. So if you ever wanted that Pokemon battle without all the fluff, this is it. Next up on our list is Samson, which drops on April 8th on PC, and this is a gritty noir action-style game about a dude who's in debt trying to save his sister in a city that does not care about him. And the big hook about this game is the consequences and that everything is time, so every job costs you, time is always working against you, and there are no do-overs, so you got limited actions, tons of rising debt, and every decision in the game changes how the city reacts to you. The combat looks brutal, it's really dark, and everything feels really kind of oppressive and gray by design, but the game is just all about pressure, momentum, and surviving all the bad choices. If they do nail that system, though, this could be a really unique, stress-heavy story game that kind of reminds me of Pikmin with that time limit going on. Replaced drops April 14th, and this one has been cooking for so long, but it looks so good. It's a 2.5D cinematic action platformer set in an alternate 90-day America after a nuclear apocalypse, and you play as an AI who's stuck in a human body trying to figure out what happened. It's got smooth movement, really fast combat, and you get to explore a corrupt neon-soaked city run by a shady corporation. And honestly, if the pixel art is this great, I can only imagine how good the gameplay is going to be. With all this modern lighting, synth-heavy soundtracks, it's just a even more super moody cyberpunk, and I love it. So again, if the gameplay is just as good as it looks, this could be one of the best games, if not the most stylish game of the year. Next on our list is Mouse PI for Hire, dropping April 16th. And this one looks so good and probably one of the most unique shooters for the whole entire year. This one is a first-person shooter styled like a 1930s cartoon, so it's black and white, has that rubber hose animation, and looks like straight-up old Mickey Mouse. You play as a detective taking on different cases, which takes you to different insane areas, so you get to see like an Indiana Jones style one and even Doom. I hope this inspires other developers to start this sort of genre, because we've had Cuphead and now we have a shooter, so what's next?
Guess that just made my day.
Tamagotchi Life Living the Dream drops April 16th, and this is Nintendo's life simulator. This is bringing your Miis to a whole new island adventure. You create a cast of characters and watch them live their lives, making friends, falling in love, and just doing their own weird things. You can even nudge the personalities, give gifts, and shape the island, but mostly you just kind of sit back and watch the chaos unfold. If you're a big Sims fan or any, like, life simulator in general, then you definitely have to play this game. It's a perfect mix of freedom, chaos, and just Nintendo's signature style.
We interrupt to bring you some breaking news. This just in, following previous reports of a 2026 release date.
Capcom's sci-fi adventure Pragmatica lands on April 17th on PC and consoles, with Switch 2 following a week later. Here you play as an astronaut named Hugh, stranded on a lunar base, and you're joined by Diana, a mysterious child android tied to the station's systems. I really enjoyed the demo when it was out. It reminded me a bit of Monster Hunter, like this lunar version of New York City, but you get to jump on these huge mechs and robots and also fight smaller ones. It's sleek and mysterious, and the exploration, puzzles, and the action just really flow together well. So if any of those games sound good to you, give this one a try. House Marquee, the studio behind Returnal, drops Sorrows, hitting PS5 and PS5 Pro on April 30th. You play as a solitary enforcer dropped on a lost off-world colony under this strange eclipse, and you're stuck in a time loop. The combat is super fast, with defensive evasion maneuvers and aggressive counterattacks from cover, so you always gotta be on your toes looking around for enemies. But this shares Returnal's roguelike vibes, which is really cool, which means that after the time loop, or you die, you come back stronger. And Sorrows is carving out its own path with a really interesting story, tense exploration, and high-speed action that's going to push the players to take on fights and enemies rather than just dodge everything.
I know you're here, and I will find you.
Step into the Invincible universe like never before with Invincible Versus launching April 30th. This is a 3v3 tag team fighters featuring 18 different characters at launch, including Invincible, Omni-Man, and Adam Eve, with way more on the way with DLCs and free expansions. The combat is super fast, brutal, cinematic, and combos that hit super hard, and of course, visual damage and interactive environments that make all the fights feel incredibly explosive. If you've ever wanted to brawl in the world of Robert Kirkman's comics and finally play Invincible, this is your shot.
It's an army!
I am ending you! I see it all now.
And those are some of the top games dropping this April. I'm a really big Pokemon fan. I've got Pokemon Colosseum and everything in between, so of course I'm really excited for that entry. But also the PI game that looks like Mickey Mouse also looks really interesting. And I'm also a big fan of fighting games, so I'm probably gonna check out Invincible. I love Dragon Ball FighterZ, and that looks pretty good. But what did you guys think? Were there any games on this list that you wanted to see or hyped about? Let us know in the comments down below. Also, don't forget that game release dates do change, so check out our GX Corner release date calendar so you don't get mixed up and you never miss a new released game dropping. Thanks for watching, everyone. I've been your host, Retrospect, and I'm going to see you next month, same time, right here on Opera GX. Bye, everyone.